Good morning. In a very ancient Buddhist sutra called the Shoramgama Sutra, the Buddha teaches us that behind the desires and worldly passions that the mind entertains, there abides, clear and undefiled, the fundamental and true essence of mind. What does this mean? Thinking about this is really at the heart of Buddhism, of what it means to be a Buddhist. Many people think that being a Buddhist means belonging to and supporting a temple, to having family memorial services, observing Obon and the New Year and things like that. Actually, those things, while they are very important and meaningful practices, are not fundamental to Buddhism. In fact, you could be a very good Buddhist, a true Buddhist, and never ever observe Obon or have a memorial service for your departed loved ones. But if you are not aware that desires and worldly passions, as the Buddha says, are causing you to suffer, if you are not looking for the clear and undefiled fundamental and true essence of mind, then there is no Buddhism. No matter if you perform every Buddhist ritual that ever existed, even if you do all those things religiously. Now, after telling us this, the Buddha then reminds us about the true nature of water. He teaches, water is round in a round container and square in a square one, but water itself has no particular shape. People often forget this fact. Water appears to be in the shape of whatever container we put it in, but water has no shape of its own. This is what the Buddha is telling us. It is fluid. Its form reflects the conditions in which it exists, but that form is not permanent or final. It has no shape apart from the conditions which exist in the present moment, in the moment in which it is in, whatever container is holding it. In using this example, Buddha is reminding us that our own existence, what we call our self, is just like this. Buddha taught that we have no permanent self. Our self has no existence outside of the conditions which exist in the moment. Our self is totally impermanent. Nothing is fixed or lasting. Our self and our whole existence are constantly changing and without any fixed form. To realize this is to reach pure and undefiled mind, the mind that exists in peace with the constantly changing conditions that form each moment of our life. The Buddha then teaches, people see some things as good and some things as bad. They like this and dislike that. They discriminate existence from non-existence, and then, being caught in the entanglements of all their judgments, they suffer and experience constant stress and dissatisfaction. Buddha is teaching us that all of our attachments, all of our discriminations, judgments, are rooted in a mind obscured by our desires and worldly passions, the false sense of ourself, the false understanding of what we really are, and also a false view of the world in which we live. We think that if we can control and hold on to the things we like and avoid the things we dislike, if we can only have pleasant things and avoid unpleasant things, then we will be happy. But what really happens to us is that we experience constant stress and dissatisfaction, as the Buddha says. Then the Buddha tells us what the answer is. He says, if people would only give up their attachments to these imaginary and false discriminations and restore the purity of their original minds, then both their mind and their body would be free from defilement and suffering. They would know the peacefulness that comes with that freedom. To put this very simply, the Buddha is telling us that if we realize the true nature of our own self, our mind will become pure and full of peace no matter what happens in life. We will find our original mind, the mind as it is meant to be. So that should be easy to do, right? Easy enough? Of course, it's really hard to do this. I have never been able to give up my attachments. I have never, no matter how hard I try, I have never been able to restore the purity of my original mind, at least not through my own efforts. I might be able to understand the Buddhist teaching with my mind, my intellectual mind, that I only exist because of causes and conditions, that I have no permanent self. But if I'm honest with myself, if I look at the way I think and act, behave, I have to admit that I always think I'm pretty important and that myself is at least kind of impermanent. Normally, I think that way. Do you think that way? And when I think about other people, I always have plenty of judgments about them. I criticize others. I gossip about people. Don't want to admit that, but I do. And I make judgments about them. I have a lot of judgments about things I like and dislike. This is what the Nembutsu teaching is really all about for us. All of you and I, we just don't have pure minds. And no matter how hard we try, we can't make our minds pure. We can't make ourselves nothing by destroying our attachments. We can't destroy our ego. We cannot find the true essence of our mind. But Amida's mind is pure and without judgment. Amida's mind is our original mind. Amida realizes the emptiness of all things and is filled with compassion for all of us suffering beings. Because of this, Amida's name means boundless or measureless. So that is Amida, boundless life, measureless life, the oneness of life that embraces all of us. Amida embraces us just as we are, and we are all awakened in Amida's mind of great compassion. Amida fills us with boundless wisdom, and so we can naturally see ourselves as we are and naturally respond in gratitude to that great compassion, kindness, which just allows us to go back to ourselves, to be who we really are. Normally, we respond to impermanence with stress and anxiety. We know this, so thinking about death, the death of loved ones, and so on, just the ending of things, the changes in our lives, that's impermanence too. We become defensive. We try to hold on to things. We try to keep things the way they are. But through the Nembutsu, gratitude is always arising in us, and we naturally feel appreciative of every moment of life as it happens, as it changes, in this very present moment. In the Nembutsu, we respond to impermanence with gratitude, and we say, how wonderful that I have been so fortunate to have this present moment here and now. This moment is more than enough for me. The Nembutsu, Namo Amida Butsu, is freedom from attachment, freedom from the suffering of judging and criticizing others. Nembutsu is the voice of boundless life, awaking us, calling us to awaken to the reality of impermanence, which brings us peace in every fragile, irreplaceable moment of life. And then we do become like water, able to adjust to life's changes and difficulties, able to be ourselves, our true self, no matter what the outward conditions are, able to be honest about ourselves, to accept ourselves and others as we are. Then we are able to flow peacefully along the river of life. That's the nature of water. So thank you so much for spending these few minutes listening to these reflections, and I hope that you will enjoy every minute of your day today. Thank you so much. Namo Amida Butsu. Namo Amida Butsu. Namo Amida Butsu.